This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. The United States has called on North Korea to act on its promise to give up its nuclear weapons and said the world, including China and Russia, must continue to enforce sanctions until it does so. Speaking at the United Nations, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un needs to keep to agreements he made with President Donald Trump in their summit.
The countries at the Security Council are united on the need for final, fully verified denuclearization of North Korea, as agreed to by Chairman Kim. Strict enforcement of sanctions is critical to our achieving this goal.
U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley told reporters there had been 89 violations of oil sanctions in the first 5 months of the year, and that the United States had photographic evidence of ship-to-ship transfers. Haley complained that China and Russia had blocked a U.S. move this week to halt all additional shipments of refined petroleum products to North Korea. 17 people, including several children, were killed when a tourist boat capsized during a storm late Thursday in the resort of Branson, Missouri. 31 people were on board the so-called duck boat, which can travel on water as well as land. 14 people were rescued. Jim Pattison is the president of the Ripley Entertainment Company that owns the craft.
We're all devastated, but the captain is going to be, if he hasn't been released, will be released, we're told, fairly soon. And losing a team member, of course, is nothing you can say about that.
Steve Lindenberg, a National Weather Service meteorologist in Springfield, Missouri, said the agency had issued a severe thunderstorm warning for the Branson area Thursday evening. Lindenberg said wind speeds reached more than 100 kilometers per hour. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is spending the weekend at his Bedminster, New Jersey resort after a tumultuous week following his summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. As AP's Sagar Magani reports, Trump's one-time lawyer Michael Cohen says he secretly recorded the candidate Trump discussing a payment to a former Playboy model who said she had an affair with Trump a decade ago.
A person familiar with an FBI investigation into Cohen says the attorney secretly recorded then-candidate Trump talking about potentially buying the rights to a former Playboy model's account of having an affair with Trump a decade earlier, which he denies. The conversation came weeks after the National Enquirer's parent company reached a deal to pay Karen McDougal $150,000 for her story, effectively silencing her through the campaign. The source says the FBI seized the recording during a raid on Cohen's belongings. Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani says the recording shows Trump did nothing wrong and no payment was actually made. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Israel has carried out wide-scale airstrikes and deployed tanks against what it described as militant sites in Gaza, killing four Palestinians on Friday. Israel's military said it struck eight Hamas positions after its soldiers came under fire by Hamas militants. It later said that fighter jets commenced a wide-scale attack against Hamas military targets throughout the Gaza Strip. The military said that one of its soldiers had died from his wounds, the first Israeli soldier to die near or in Gaza since 2014. The militant Islamic Hamas that rules Gaza said three of the Palestinians killed were members of the group. Gaza media reported that gunmen had fired mortars toward the border. More than 135 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli fire since the border protests began on March 30th. Thousands of Iraqis took to the streets of Baghdad as well as cities across southern Iraq Friday to demand better public services and jobs. Protesters gathered in Baghdad's central Tahrir Square and tried to remove the barbed wire on a bridge that leads to the Green Zone. Security forces fired water cannon and tear gas to disperse the crowd. In Najaf, thousands demonstrated carrying placards and Iraqi flags, urging people to join their movement and called government politicians thieves and robbers. In Basra, where demonstrations turned violent last week, demonstrators gathered peacefully outside the local government building. The government maintains the protesters' demands are legitimate, but says that infiltrators and saboteurs were behind the violence that left at least 9 people dead and nearly 60 others injured. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.